Happy Saturday night, everybody, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you got that app on your phone, civicmedia.us. Get that app. Find it at any app store. Don't forget Maxie and Kevin coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Rocker.
Jimmy, just last week, we interviewed Create Wisconsin's director, Ann Katz.
Yay!
And during the interview, we learned a lot about, and including that Ann's hubby, David Wallner, puts together live music shows in his living room and backyard, and they call it Our House Concerts. Since 2011, this Madison power couple have put more than 90 concerts together and have featured local, national, and international performers. Focusing on Americana and jazz, it's a house party with music. Here's hoping that they have a lazy boy, Jimmy. David, and welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh,
thank you.
They laughed at Power Couple. I love that. I totally agree. Oh, my gosh. That's adorable.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, Cree, Wisconsin, Our House Concerts.
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow, it's a music conglomerate.
I don't know the last time we had a guest, Ann, when... I guess it was on 2 weeks in a row.
How about that?
I think this might be something that we have to put in the record books.
We are breaking.
I'm going to just come back every week.
She's a superstar.
And we're breaking all kinds of records with all different things tonight, which is really fun. You guys, I am so curious about how you do this. Your house... Well, it's called Our House Concerts.
Our House. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Nice. Yeah. This concept, though, how did you get this started? And, I mean, where do you take inspiration to actually go, I'm going to turn my house into a live music venue? What the heck?
Oh.
Oh, no.
12 years ago, we were sitting in the Merchant Restaurant up off the square, and Josh Hardy, a local...
Oh, yeah.
Americana singer, and Sims Delaney Podhoff with Harmonious Whale were doing a show. And we approached them after their performance, after we had dinner, and we said, we've been thinking about doing a house concert. Do you guys want to come over and be the first? And it was December, and they said, sure. And it worked fantastic, and we got people to show up. And 12 years later, we're still rocking and rolling. Yeah.
And David counted.
Yep, you got to move.
Got to get ready to the mic.
David counted, and I think we're almost at 90 concerts.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
wow.
And it was just, you know, we'd heard about house concerts before, and we thought we would just do one, just to see what it was like. And then we said, well, that worked pretty well. And we had a jazz singer come up from Chicago with her piano player on our second or third. And then we just said, hey, this is a gas, and it's a good excuse to clean your house.
Oh!
You got to get the toilet bowl and, you know, the carpets clean.
Also, we like to have parties, so this is just...
Obviously.
It's a house party with music.
But is this a lot of work, too? I mean, oh my gosh, you guys.
Well, okay, here's my story. I said I was going to tell it. So it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of work, but it's, you know... it's worth it. But there is always a moment when I'm setting up the chairs and I'm moving furniture around and it's getting stuck in the doorway. And I say, I don't want to do this anymore. It's too much work.
She couldn't tell you the way she really says it.
I don't want to swear on the air.
Yeah,
thank you.
He was mouthing the word to me.
Yeah, the FCC would be on your...
And, you know, I have a little meltdown and then I set the rest of the chairs up and... It's fine. I will say that we started doing outdoor concerts. We had to cancel 5 concerts in 2020, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we thought, wait, we could do it in our neighbor's backyard. Our neighbors are very nice. And so now we do about as many outdoor concerts as we do indoor concerts. And that's easier because I don't have to set up the chairs.
Absolutely.
But it's a different feeling. We can get more people. We've had beautiful nights with full moons coming up when the musicians are playing.
We had a performer from Chicago a couple summers ago named Radoslav Lorkovic, and he was playing in the birch trees, and the moon came up at about 8:30 in the backyard, and he said, this is the Carnegie Hall of house concerts. So we should use that in our promotion sometime.
I love it.
What do your neighbors say about this? I mean, do you have any neighbors? Or
we have lots of neighbors. We live near Tenney Park. We live in an urban neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have never had anyone complain. I mean, it's folk music. We're not blasting heavy metal in the backyard. Mm-hmm. We usually try to tell the neighbors around us that we're going to be doing the concerts. Our neighbors right behind us, they sit in their backyard and listen to the music.
Great.
And they give us then they give us money for the musicians.
Oh my gosh.
So I mean, everybody wins.
Well,
yes.
Just so you know, Iron Plow would be interested in playing in your backyard.
You know, I think, I can't think of any.
Are you good enough?
Well, we're talking, are we heavy enough?
We're trying to see if exactly. We're trying to see if the Stones will come at some point.
There you go.
It's either going to be Iron Plow or the Stones. We don't know yet.
Now, I heard that you guys saw tonight's guest, the Listening Party, for the first time at an Atwood Fest and eventually booked them for a concert in your own home. It sounds like a fun way to research bands. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're 2016 and we were over there, I think, in August or July, and they were playing. We said, hey, these guys are pretty cool. And, you know, Ann thought they were good looking, you know, and I said, well, I don't know.
I agree. And
they have beards.
Young and cute.
No,
uh-huh.
No, yeah. And we approached them after the show, and I said, you know, we'd love to have you come do a show for us. And we promised we'd give you all the money that we take in, plus a lot of free beer. And when I said beer, their eyes lit up, and it was like, we shook hands, and we had a deal right then.
Oh, that's
wow.
So great.
But that is kind of how we research We like music, so yeah. We go out to hear music, and we have so many clubs here now. It's, you know, it's really wonderful, and all the festivals. And then David spends a fair amount of time looking around the interwebs and to find people. And now that we've been doing it for a while, we get two or three agents or musicians contacting us a week.
No kidding.
From not only in this country, but from Sweden, South Africa.
We had, in the last 6 months, we've gotten requests from a guitar player from Japan, a duo from Italy, a trio from Australia,
wow.
And a guy from Brazil.
What's the biggest artist that you've ever had play in your backyard or in your living room?
Have you heard of Alison Russell?
Yes.
Yes. So before she was a famous mega superstar like she is now, and I hope she wins a Grammy on tomorrow night, she and her husband had a band called Birds of Chicago, and they were at our house three times.
Oh, my gosh.
In fact, and amazing together, and she's amazing by herself, but they brought their daughter on tour until she was old enough to go to school. So we had the baby with the babysitter in the basement, and Allie and JT playing upstairs. And they were the last band we did before the pandemic, before we shut down. And, you know, after that, she went off and is now having this amazing career, mm-hmm. and she's going to play with Joni Mitchell tomorrow night. And, you know, that's amazing. So she's kind of our, you know, we're very proud of her. Like, we knew her when.
Yes.
And,
wow.
Sort of follow
that's
her
huge.
That way. So that's pretty cool.
This is blowing me away. Dave and Ann here from Create Wisconsin and our house concerts. All right. So if I'm listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, I would love to do something like this. Open my home.
I know. That's
add
what
live
I
music.
Said too.
You said it earlier too, Teria.
It sounds scary, but
it does. What
exciting.
If someone's out there thinking about doing this, what is some of the best advice that you could offer? Maybe a couple pitfalls that we don't know about.
Oh, buy a six pack and come over to our house. We'll give you the lowdown. No, it's the performers often stay with us overnight. We've had people stay with us three or four nights in a row before they head out to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. We put them up, we feed them. We show them around the city. We put them in a kayak on the lake or get them on bikes.
Wow.
And they're so grateful, especially, I mean, it's like we pay really well. We give them all the money that we have that we take in from the show.
We don't.
Which is not very much. But, no, but all the money we take in from the shows goes to the performers. We don't keep a nickel, and that's part of our commitment. And people are so grateful and thankful.
So you're opening your home, you're feeding musicians,
yes.
You're giving
they get
them
to
activities,
sleep there.
And
you're
they
giving
sleep
them a
at
show.
Our house.
Yep.
You're
yep.
giving them all your money.
Yep, we verified that. Yes.
You all like ought
incredible.
To be like given the key to the city or something like that. That's amazing. It's so charitable.
You
of
know,
you.
It I mean, as we said, it we like to have parties, so we just add music and you know, you have to make sure that the house is clean. I will say that, or clean enough.
Yeah.
You set up the chairs. You put some food out. I mean, every house concert is different. Some people take money at the door. We get people to pay beforehand. And you just let people in your house, and you have music for them. And
I
then
love
you,
it.
It's not hard. It's pretty easy.
And when these people say they go do So Far Sounds, like
yes.
the Listening Party band, and they mm-hmm. get $100, it's like, oh my, why do you do that?
And that's all they're paid. I did not even realize that when you hear about it.
I mean, I know people love So Far Songs.
So our house concerts have a ton of shows coming up in 2024. And
I'm
the first
bust
one
in on them.
Is Saturday, February 17th with Danny Nichols and Sarah Peacock. Give us a little preview of your upcoming concert schedule.
Well, I'll say, sorry, David, I'm just going to bust in here. Danny was at our house two summers ago and played in the backyard, and it wasn't raining all day, and then when she started to sing, it started to rain, but people were holding umbrellas over her head, which was magical. She stayed with us for 4 days because she went to Mile of Music in Appleton first and then came over to our house, and she was delightful. And now she's coming back with her friend Sarah, who we don't know, but we love her sound. I guess they're bringing Sarah's baby with them too, and the au pair. So, we're always, like with the listening party, which was at our house three times, we're always glad when people will come back.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. We've got another group that was at our house a few years ago called Rough and Tumble, and they're from
Nashville.
Ooh, sorry. They live on the road, actually, but they're from Nashville. A woman named Ruth Wyand from Denver. No, from
Durham.
From Durham, sorry.
Close.
You know, a guy named Mike Vitale in August from California. And then Katie Dahl, who's from Door County and she's based in Door County. That's where she lives, but she tours around the country with Peter Mulvey and Willie Porter. Mm-hmm. And so she's coming in November. And as we said, we get so many requests. I'm sure we'll fill in. We can do one every 6 weeks to 2 months.
Yeah.
And we have to have time to promote them. But we're hoping to get a few more concerts this year.
Wants to get in, though, I mean, is it a secret password or?
You got to get a hold of the neighbor.
So here's what has to happen. David is sitting at the computer listening, and he'll say, come hear this. And if I come over to the computer and go after 3 seconds, ooh, then we know that that's who we want. So there's a lot of really good music out there, but we kind of have to be struck by this feeling that these people are really good. They would fit well in our house. People would want to come see them, and we'd have fun.
So if we want to come see them, how do we get in the door?
Well, we're on Facebook Our House Concerts. And then we can give our email address.
Sure, go ahead.
Which is Andave, Annedave, @chorus.net.
That's awesome.
We don't have a website. You know, we're very low tech.
Well, that's great, though, because this is enough. You know when people are getting excited about something and are going to be attending.
Yeah, we post everything on, Wart and on Mad Folk. And on Simply
Folk. We now have an email list of over 1,000 people.
I believe that.
And we use that a lot. So.
That's amazing. Dave, Ann, thank you for coming
in.
Appreciate you. I love what you do.
Thanks for having us.
Our House Concerts, it's up on Facebook, you said.
Yes.
And get on that mailing list, too. That's probably key right there. Let's do some music now from, let's do Amelia Ford. That sounds like a winner, right? We got Live in the Lair coming up with The Listening Party. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.